Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, interest rates for savers and borrowers and new competition on the way from credit unions. Brian Hayes from the Banking Federation joins us. The new Dáil term kicks off. What does it have in store for government and opposition? Invasion of the creepy crawlies. We find out why so many spiders and other interesting insects are setting up home in our living rooms. Evelyn has been out with the volunteer beach cleaners who are busy clearing up vapes and wipes. The rocketing price of flour and sugar mean both staples have made it into Adam Maguire's inflation shopping basket, and he'll be here a little bit later on. You can text us on 51551. You can email the programme too. It's todaycb@rte.ie. First this morning, the government is going to overhaul speed limits across the road network following a spate of tragic fatalities. Limits will be lowered to 80 kilometres an hour on national secondary roads, 60 on local and rural roads, and 30 in town centres and in housing estates. And speaking on Morning Ireland earlier, Jack Chambers, the Minister with responsibility for roads, said 75% of fatalities take place on rural roads and the baseline speed limit should be lowered. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Geraldine Herbert, motoring correspondent with the Sunday Independent, Nasa Welby, who's chair of cycling.ie, and also Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link. And Geraldine, as we heard there in the bulletin, there has been another road fatality this morning in County Carlow. Your broader view, though, on the reduction of speed limits, do we need an arbitrary lowering across all categories of roads, do you think?
Well, I think we definitely have an issue with speeding on our roads. We know that a third of all fatal collisions are the direct result of speeding or inappropriate speed. I think where the two key areas, though, are exactly what Minister Chambers is saying about rural roads. The problem is most of them are just wholly unsuitable. The roads are narrow, they've sharp ends, they've bad corners, they just can't take the speed. And while the speed limit is not a target, there's no doubt that drivers actually interpret limits as the speed that a road that is suitable for a road. But I mean, the other issues, we have the highest number of pedestrian deaths in 6 years. So we need to roll out 30-kilometre speed limits, you know, not in 6 months' time or next year. We really need to do it now in city centres, residential areas, around schools. There's a huge amount of data that says if we do that, we can reduce road deaths and serious injuries. So that's where I think our key focus needs to be at the moment. But obviously, Claire, limits are only limits. You know, we need enforcement as well.
Mm-hmm. Just coming back, though, to what we're expecting, 80 kilometres on national secondary roads, 60 on local and rural roads. Do you think that that should happen across the board?
No, I think what the Minister is suggesting is that the local authorities be given the flexibility not to, at the moment we have default speed limits, that they can actually look at roads. In some cases they may increase the speed limit, but that they can reduce it because they're quite restrained at the moment or confined into what they can do. So I think it's more to use that local knowledge at local level. But I don't think what really has been suggested is this blanket cut. But I do think we do need that, you know, there needs to be a reduction on the rural roads, and a lot of the local roads cannot take a speed limit of 80.
And all newer cars, so cars from last year, have this intelligent speed assistance system, but it's fairly easy to switch that off. Do you think that it should be more difficult to switch it off, and would there be outcry from the motor industry and from drivers if manufacturers were forced to block people from turning that off?
Well, the really annoying thing about that is that could have a huge impact. And I mean, there's statistics quoted that it could reduce deaths significantly across Europe. But car manufacturers were given four options, and the majority of them have gone for, as you said, the little bleep that tells you when you're breaking the speed limit. So look, anything that informs people they're breaking the speed limit is to be welcomed. But that could have been made an awful lot more stronger. And I think there's been a huge lobby by the car industry not to do that. So I'm not sure if it's coming from consumers, but I think definitely the car industry have been very reluctant to introduce anything that could actually force people to slow down.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think because they feel that, you know, that it's what drivers do, it's not what drivers want. But I think a lot of drivers would actually want it, because a lot of times, you know, when you're going from a 60-kilometre zone into a 50-kilometre zone, it's very easy not to recognise the speed has gone down. And I think, you know, anything that would actually keep drivers obeying the speed limit actually is to be welcomed. And I think most drivers would welcome it. Mm-hmm.
Well, Seamus Boland is with us, as I said, as well, Chief Executive of Irish Rural Link. And Seamus, going back again to what Jack Chambers said on Morning Ireland, it's an extraordinary statistic, 75% of fatalities taking place on rural roads. And he says that needs to end. What's your reaction to this proposal we're talking about, reducing speed limits, especially in rural areas?
Yeah, first of all, Jack Chambers is right, and we've said this in other debates in Irish Rural Link before, that you know, when it comes to driving limits and a whole range of other criteria to try and reduce road fatalities, that rural roads are the ones that where the suffering happens, and we mustn't forget that. This announcement is welcome, but it's not the only answer, and I think we need to be clear. We're making this announcement, probably should have done it sooner, and we're doing it as a result of recent tragedies. But my argument strongly is we need to do an awful lot more. There are some roads where the 80 mile, even if it's 60, is simply inappropriate. It doesn't really describe the danger of the road ahead of us, or in some cases it makes it look ridiculous. So I give the example, Claire, and you'll remember it as well, in Laois, when there was a time when residents put up crosses on the roads to really let it be known that this road is very dangerous. And I would think, in order to remind motorists and to change the behaviour, and not in the crosses, but a clear warnings that it's not just the speed limit you observe, it's the fact that this is a very dangerous road. It has turns and twists, it has junctions, and there should be some way of warning motorists that they're on such a road on a continual basis.
Like the accident black spots, which we don't have anymore, I think.
No, and I think this is the point, and we've said this time and time again. If we have regional workshops and people talking about this, they will always say, well, you know, the 80 kilometres is a bit like what your previous speaker was saying. It's almost a guideline or a target. And sometimes it doesn't make sense, and sometimes it looks ridiculous. But what would make sense very clearly is a categorisation of roads in terms of danger. And I'm afraid our secondary roads are quite dangerous. They're quite unfriendly to cyclists and walkers. And, you know, this is why on a totally different field, we've asked for the dropping of the speed limit for, or sorry, the dropping of the criteria for school buses of 3.5 miles or kilometres. That should be simply dropped, and people should get transport the whole way, because you can't have people on some of those rural roads at all, cycling or walking, because it's simply too dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking back at an article in the Irish Independent from 2008, when the National Roads Authorities decided to do away with those accident black spot signs, and they were carrying out corrective work instead. But you're saying that that might be something that we could look at, and it would warn people that your 80 or your 60 isn't going to cut it here.
The one thing, and if you, I think there's supposed to be a review going on, and it really needs to bring in civil society actors into this. If you go to any rural community, anyone, and from right across the country, they will tell you that they live near roads still with junctions. In fact, I'm not far from one myself, where the junctions coming out are dangerous. There's no markings, there's no mirrors, there's nothing. Where the bends are still really bad, right angle bends. And big, you know, you must remember in the summer and springtime of the year, there's big agricultural machinery on these roads as well. So these roads are being asked to do a job that they're not fit for purpose. And there's no point in just putting up a speed limit with a reduced level. You really need to say a lot more. And I think if we're serious about reducing the accidents on rural roads in particular, I think the speed limit, it's a welcome. I don't object at all to it, but it is not the answer and shouldn't be taken as such.
And we know, because we spoke to the chair of the Road Safety Authority, Liz O'Donnell, on the programme last week, that this review into speed limits has been ongoing for some time, and she was urging the government to act on the work that had been done. I have Nasa Welby with me, chair of cyclist.ie. Nasa, good morning. I know you're joining us from Galway today. The subject of speed limits, that's already a fairly contentious one where you are. Tell me why.
I suppose we just had The 30 kilometre an hour speed limit brought in a very limited area in the core of the city, which is to be celebrated. We'd love to, and hopefully with this new guidance that will expand beyond the centre of the city. But that was all wrapped in with increases in speed limits on other roads within the city. So the executive seemed to refuse to decouple the 30 kilometre an hour reduction from the increases. So you had, I suppose, the councillors' hands were kind of forced. They couldn't get the 30 without voting for increases. Now, the thing is, with those increases, with the new guidance, I believe those increases wouldn't have happened. So it'll be interesting now to see over the next year or so, with the new guidance being implemented, what will happen. Now, our concern is, just to say, this is part of an overall road safety strategy, which is going to be implemented over the next 10 years. So this is, I suppose, a comprehensive and a considered response to what we need to do to make our roads safer.
Mm-hmm. And it needs to happen quickly, though, doesn't it?
It needs to happen quickly. And if we look at, let's say, when the 30 kilometre an hour speed limit was introduced for residential estates, that came out at a snail's pace. So if we have a repeat of this, we're looking at, you know, another 5-6 years before it's properly implemented. And just one other thing, Claire, what we need is leadership at a local level. Okay, at a national level, we've seen this now, but we need to see our local politicians step up and make those tough decisions that need to be made.
All right. And we heard from Liz O'Donnell again last week. She believed that it would be very controversial, at least in some cases, when speed limits were reduced or when that issue was raised at a local level. So thank you all very much. That's NASA Welby, Seamus Boland and Geraldine Herbert. Coming up next, Brian Hayes, who's CEO of the Banking and Payments Federation, will be joining us to talk about mortgages, switching and deposit interest rates.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.